This is Morning Edition on Arizona Public Radio, KNAU. I'm Janice Baker. The Flagstaff Symphony Orchestra opens its 64th season this evening with Lost in Space, a program dedicated to the solar system and otherworldly ideas. In addition to Gustav Holst's The Planets and Nielsen's Helios Overture, the program features a piece many Northern Arizonans may feel an affinity for, Pluto. The planet discovered in 1930 by Lowell Observatory astronomers and later designated a star is the focus of award-winning composer Margaret Brouwer. Pluto will be premiered tonight by the Flagstaff Symphony. A previous incarnation was performed by the Roanoke Symphony in 1997. Margaret Brouwer joins me this morning from New York. Thank you for being here, Margaret.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Margaret, Gustav Holst composed The Planets, with each movement comprising a planet and its character. Why did you want to write Pluto?
At the time when I wrote it in 1996, and when it was premiered in 1997, Pluto was still considered to be a planet. And so the conductor of the Roanoke Symphony, who commissioned it, thought that there should be an update to Holst's The Planets. So he commissioned me to write Pluto. Of course, things have changed since then, since now they've decided it isn't a planet. I really am so delighted that Pluto is going to be performed where it was discovered. I think that's so cool and wish I could be there to hear it.
While Pluto was a commissioned work for you, Margaret, what was your inspiration? What thoughts crossed your mind, and how did you come to the idea that you wanted to put on paper musically?
Well, in the context of it being in some way or other similar to The Planets by Holst, I decided to give it the astrological character of Pluto. King of the dead, god of the underworld, and very violent, destructive, very angry god on the whole, I think. And at the time, actually, when I wrote Pluto, I was not in the best frame of mind either, because my husband had passed away, and then 8 months later, my mother died, and about that time was when I was writing this. So it has quite a bit of anguish in it and anger, but I'm a composer who likes contrasts a lot, and there's a middle section that is a complete contrast. It's sort of the exact opposite. It's all about beauty and purity and harmony. And they say that Pluto, in Pluto's orbit, it comes the closest to the sun, actually. And so I'm thinking this is when the sun is bringing warmth to Pluto, and sort of there's a melody that the soprano sings that's sort of a, I think, of the sun spirit. So it's an entirely different character.
If you had to describe your writing process and how you sit down and start putting your ideas to paper, how would you describe that?
Usually I just start out with musical ideas. Pluto was different. It had to be, of course, because it was supposed to be about Pluto. But fairly often I start out with just musical ideas, and then it gradually, the piece takes on a real personality. And once the personality is developing, and this was true for Pluto too, once the personality has developed, then I try to stay true to that and keep it consistent throughout.
Margaret, thank you for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it very much. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I can't wait to hear how Pluto goes tonight, and I hope they'll send me a recording so that I can hear it long distance.